Since starting a routine testing program in 2013, Grady Hospital has diagnosed an average of 2 or 3 patients with HIV every single day.
This is something that keeps me awake at night in Atlanta.
Dr. Abigail Hankinway runs Grady's HIV testing program. It's the only emergency department in the city that offers an HIV test to every patient, regardless of why they came in.
When we diagnose patients with HIV, the first time we are telling them that they've been infected, we know that among our patients at Grady, nearly half of them, they have AIDS the day we diagnose them.
There are at least 50 places you can go to get tested for HIV in the Atlanta area.
Despite that, there are patients who aren't going to get those tests, and they're not going for a decade.
It takes about 8 to 10 years for untreated HIV to advance to clinical AIDS. Across Georgia, about a third of the people who find out they're positive fall into this category of late diagnosis.
Diagnosing people to get them on treatment is our best method to prevent further transmission.
Wendy Armstrong is the director of the Ponce de Leon Center, a massive AIDS care facility in Atlanta. She says effective treatment can make the risk of HIV transmission almost non-existent. But nationally, an estimated 14% of people with HIV/AIDS do not know they're infected.
Our massive group out there who are not tested are folks who often don't have primary care physicians because they're young and there's not a need for that, or they have no insurance if they did wish to have a primary care physician.
There are plenty of other reasons people don't get tested. Experts say stigma, extreme poverty, fear of a positive diagnosis, transportation even. People might not think they're at risk because they're in a monogamous relationship. For all these reasons and more, in 2006, the CDC recommended routine HIV testing. That means offer the test anywhere people get health care. Almost a decade later, Grady's emergency department is the only one in Atlanta to follow that recommendation. The funding comes from pharmaceutical giant Gilead. Georgia's Department of Public Health relies mostly on federal money to combat HIV.
The needs for funding of healthcare in general are not keeping up with the demands that the various diseases that we're facing are placing upon society.
Dr. Pat O'Neill is the director of health protection at the state health department. He says when it comes to state money, really no agency gets what they need or ask for.
We're competing with all the issues that Georgia has, for example, with education, for the same pie of funds that the education community does.
O'Neill's been practicing medicine long enough to see HIV diagnoses go from a death sentence to a treatable condition, so he's hopeful. But others say the pace of progress in Georgia is glacial.
We shouldn't even be talking about AIDS anymore these days, and yet we still are.
Dazon Dixon Diallo is the president of Sister Love, a community-based AIDS treatment and advocacy group in Atlanta.
It's not acceptable to have a zero line item in the state budget for HIV/AIDS prevention. It's unacceptable to not have expanded Medicaid to include HIV testing. It's not acceptable to have any health department in the state of Georgia that's currently not trained, equipped, and implementing rapid testing. You want me to go on? It's just a lot.
Other states with HIV hotspots have pushed for more aggressive testing initiatives.
New York has made a priority of the funding of HIV care, and health care is quite a bit different than a number of states in the South, including Georgia.
Catherine Hansens is with the HIV Law Project in New York. There, the state passed a law requiring doctors to offer the test to patients in any setting. In Washington, D.C., you can get a rapid HIV test at the DMV. Ideally, Hansen says people should not need to be tested for HIV in emergency rooms. That's kind of the end result of a broken public health system.
Frankly, if someone is in a medical emergency or somebody presents with a gunshot wound or a knife wound, that is probably the very worst and last time that you would ever offer an HIV test.
But in Atlanta, that's where we're at. On overnight shifts at the emergency department, Dr. Hankinway sees a steady stream of patients suffering with non-existent immune systems because of their untreated HIV.
Those patients, we have failed. I want to be clear. We, physicians, lawmakers, public health professionals.
Hankinway says in the zip code around Grady, 8% of the population is living with HIV or AIDS. Atlanta can do better, she says, and making routine HIV testing part of healthcare is the first step. Lisa Hagen, WABE News.